Thank you very much, and welcome to the February the 6th regular meeting of the Mesa City Council. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Pastor Drew Arliscus of the Mountain Vista Bible Church. Following the invocation, I would invite you to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Councilmember Chris Glover. So please stand and join us in the opening prayer.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence in this room. Your word tells us that the hearts of our rulers are in your hand like water. You're able to sway their hearts one way or another. I pray that you give wisdom and guidance to our leaders today for the good of the people of Mesa. I pray that you bless these leaders and through them, bless our city. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Arliscus and Councilmember Glover, for helping us get off to a great start. The first item on our agenda is a presentation by Laura Schaefer Metcalf of our Historic Preservation Board. She is our board chair. Thank you very much, Laura. I believe you're going to help us present some essay writing contest awards.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Mayor and council members, thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight. My name is Laura Schaefer Metcalf. I am the chairperson of the Mesa Historical Preservation Board. We have an annual writing contest, which involves our youth to look at and apply their writing skills using the history of Mesa. And it's my pleasure, along with the board, to present two winners for this year's writing contest. I'd like to bring up Jenna Vilkas and Olivia Lamoureux. They are our winners today. We had three in grades 4 through 6 from Mesa schools around in Mesa. And our third winner won't be here today, but we have two with us today. You are?
Maybe if you can stand with us, if you don't mind. I'll join in the presentation and the photograph.
Okay, we're going to get a
Thank
picture.
Thank you. But smile and turn and face the camera right there.
Okay, let's get our pictures.
Well, congratulations, ladies, on helping us to celebrate the great historical legacy that we have in our community. We appreciate that. And thank you, Laura, for your service as chair of the board. The next item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. Mr. Kevin Christopher, will you please come forward and read the consent agenda?
Good evening, Mayor and council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for St. Bridget Catholic Church, one-day religious event, Saturday, February 25th, 2213 North Lindsay Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event, Friday, March 3rd for the Downtown Mesa Association on Main Street from Center Street to Robeson and McDonald from First Avenue to Pepper Place. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event, Saturday, March 4th for the Downtown Mesa Association on McDonald from Main Street to First Avenue. Items 3D, 3E, and 3F, act on liquor license applications for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable events, Friday, April 7th, Friday, May 5th, and Friday, June 2nd for the Downtown Mesa Association on Main Street from Center Street to Robeson and McDonald from First Avenue to Pepper Place. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Beer World, 1530 North Country Club Drive. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for the Oak Room Kitchen and Bar, 61 East University Drive. Item 4A, act on 60-month lease purchase agreement for a replacement folder inserter machine for the Business Services Department. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase one light-duty cab and chassis vehicle with a utility bed for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase 12 replacement pickup trucks for various departments. This is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund, Capital Enterprise Fund, Environmental Compliance Fund, Local Streets Sales Tax Fund, and the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4D, Act on Contract to Purchase 14 Replacement Chevrolet Tahoes for the Police Department. Item 4E, Act on 3-Year Term Contract for Replacement LED Fixtures for the Northwest Water Reclamation Plant as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4F, Act on 3-Year Term Contract for LED Modules for Traffic Control Signals for the Transportation Department. Item 5A, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the City Manager to enter into a sub-recipient agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept grant funds which will be used to purchase a replacement bomb suit and helmet for the Police Department's Hazardous Device Team. Item 5B, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the City Manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Superstition Fire and Medical District for the sharing of radio communications, sites, and facilities. Item 5C, Act on Resolution extinguishing a 16-foot public utilities easement and a portion of a 5-foot public utilities easement at 2048 North Maple. Item 5D, Act on Resolution approving the modifications of Assessment Number 20 in Special Improvement District 242 due to a land split of Lot 3, Longbow Business Park. The property owner requested the land split. The assessment currently on the lot as part of the Special Improvement District must now be reallocated to the two lots and approved by the City Council. Item 5E, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the City Manager to enter into a second amendment to the Facilities Use Agreement with the Chicago Cubs Baseball Club, LLC, for the purpose of relocating the fence line along the eastern boundary of the stadium site. Item 5F, Act on Resolution authorizing the defeasance and redemption of a portion of the City's outstanding utility systems revenue bonds, Series 2006 and 2007. Item 5G, Act on Resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of utility systems revenue refunding bonds, Series 2017. Item 5H, Act on Resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of general obligation refunding bonds, Series 2017. Item 6A, Act on Ordinance regarding Z16-057, the 3200 to 3300 blocks of Red Mountain Drive, located east of Power Road and north of the Loop 202. This is for a rezone and site plan review. Item 7A, Act on Subdivision Plat, Encore at Eastmark, Parcel 9-6, the 5600 to 5800 blocks of Southeast Mark Parkway, located south of Ray Road and west of Signal Butte Road. And item 7B, Act on Subdivision Plat, Sanctuary at Alta Mesa, the 5500 block of East McKellips Road, located east of Higley Road and south of McKellips Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak on an item that's currently on the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. I note that Vice Mayor Luna has made a motion, seconded by Councilmember Glover. Please cast your vote. Thank you. The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is item 8, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, that being the case, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Luna. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.